Hello, welcome to Isa's Story Corner. Tonight we have a magical adventure about a brave girl named Nelly and her special cat Mishka, who discover they can travel through time to ancient Egypt. Are you ready for this amazing journey? Well, hold on, it will be a magical spell. In a cozy house today lived a girl named Nelly and her fluffy grey cat named Mishka. Every night, Mishka would curl up on Nelly's lap while she read bedtime stories. They shared a wonderful secret magic together. One starry evening, Nelly opened an old dusty book about ancient Egypt. While going through the pages, she found a glowing strange symbol inside. Somehow she knew how to read it and whispered it to her cat. More. Suddenly, brilliant golden light swirled all around them. Nelly felt herself tumbling through time and space. When she opened her eyes, she was in ancient Egypt as a girl named Nefi, short for Neferura. Mishka was there too, now called Mau, the Egyptian word for cat. Nefi's mother baked bread and wove linen cloth. Her father worked as a stone mason, cutting stones for grand temples. Nefi would follow him to the work sites to watch how the scribes painted beautiful hieroglyphs in the stone walls.
"I want to do that," Nefi told Moore, pointing at the beautiful hieroglyphs. But only boys from scribe families could train and become scribes. Regular kids from peasants' families like Nefi weren't allowed to learn this special art.
Every night while her family slept, Nefi would sneak out her home to practice near an abandoned quarry. She drew hieroglyphs in the sand by moonlight, with faithful Mao purring secrets only she could hear. One day, Nefi snuck into a half-finished tomb to practice her art. She completed some of the most difficult hieroglyphs that were painted by old masters. When she finished them, the perfect hieroglyphs sparkled with magical light like tiny stars. Suddenly, a master scribe discovered her there. "Who taught you this magic?" the master scribe asked in wonder. Nefi, a bit scared, smiled bravely and said, "My cat Mau gave my hands special powers, and the images flowed from my hands. The scribe was so amazed by her talent." Because of her amazing talent, the scribes allowed Nefi to train with them, even though she was from a peasant family. She worked so hard that she became the greatest scribe artist ever, painting the most famous tombs for Queen Nefertiti and young King Tutankhamun. The Grand Master Scribes had searched for many long years to discover a way to the afterlife, but their greatest wish was never fulfilled. Yet deep in her heart, Nelly knew that with her special magical cat Moor by her side, they could achieve what no one else ever could. With Mao's help, Neffy even invented a special spell, a magical hieroglyph that could send souls through time. And that's how thousands of years later, she became Nelly again, with Mishka still by her side. Back in her cozy room, Nelly hugged Mishka tight.
"We did it together," she whispered.
"Dream big, work hard, and never forget your magic." Moor purred, remembering their incredible adventure. The two best friends fell asleep under the same starry sky that had watched over them thousands of years ago. Their friendship was truly magical, lasting across all of time. And that's the end of our magical Egyptian adventure. Nelly and Mishka learned that with courage, friendship, and hard work, any dream can come true. Now it's time for sweet dreams. Sleep well, and we'll see you next time.